Shalom Aleichem, you're listening to the second part of a 10-part series of the Rambam's Hilchos Teshuva, which of course is 10 prakim long, and probably the most, teshuva-focused perek in the 10 prakim of Hilchos Teshuva is the second perek, and it's actually worth asking why is it that the Rambam begins in the way that he does in the first perek? The first perek is all about kapara. It's all about how a person achieves atonement, the Sarah Mishtaleach, etc. But it's not really about the essence of tshuva itself, the mechanism of tshuva, the tahalich of tshuva, the approach of tshuva. You know, you would think that Perek Bey should really be Perek Aleph as far as going through the nuts and bolts of how a person becomes a chozer b'tshuva, what is tshuva gemura. And again, it just bears noting that Rambam does not begin with that. Rambam rather begins with the ways that a person can or cannot achieve ultimate atonement. And again, it's worth thinking about that issue. I want to draw your attention to two different positions in the Rambam. The Rambam ostensibly is just drawing off the Gemaras, but again, the points themselves are subtle and become sources of machlokas in the Rambam of Ben Yonah, the Rambam and others as well. One halacha just to draw your attention to is halacha beis. Halacha beis is umahi hatshuva. How does a person do tshuva? So husha yazov hachote cheto. A person has to do aziva sachet. He has to leave behind sin. V'yisiro imachshoto. He has to remove chet from his mind. V'yigmur belibo shelo yaseu od. And he has to have like a mental declaration, an emotional declaration, that he's not going to sin again in the future. Okay, so that's sort of the first part of it. Not doing the chait, removing it from one's thoughts, and having a commitment of change in the future. Okay? And then the Rambam continues and says, V'chein, and on top of that, Yisnachem al sha'avar. A person has to feel bad about what happened in the past. Charata, on that which happened on past events. And therefore, again, the Rambam seems to be breaking down tshuva into two different parts. Stopping the action, that will be part of the first category. Removing it from his heart, a commitment to not do it in the future. All that is in the world of maisa. All that is in the world of action. Stopping and doing it, committing to not do it in the future. And then almost as like a subcategory, the Rambam says, v'chein, so too, a person needs to be misnachem, a person needs to have charata, a person needs to regret the past, almost as like a separate category, almost as like a separate element of this process. Now, the Meiri and Beinu Yonah, they say something somewhat different. The Meiri says explicitly, even though the Meiri usually follows the Rambam, that the first part, the critical part of tshuva, is charata al sha'avar, the charata for past events. Be that which the Rambam lists as the fourth part of the process, the Meiri says, no, number one is charata. Number one is to be misnachem, to have regret on what a person did, and only then can we move on to the other things. Can we move on to aziva sachet, and yasiru min halev, and kabbalah la'asid, et cetera, et cetera. But that all comes after a person feels charata. And Rabbeinu Yonah really sort of splits it down the middle. He says, for a person who has become completely entrenched in chait, to sit there and have charata means nothing. For that person, he needs to change. The behavior needs to be different, and only afterwards can you have charata. That's a person who is a serial sinner, so to speak, constant over and over again. The person who perhaps is not completely entrenched in chait, for him, it's enough just to have charata first, followed by the other things, aziva sachet, etc., etc. This is a fascinating machlokas between, let's say, Rambam and the Meiri, with Rabbeinu Yonah somewhere in the middle, as far as what is the essence of tshuva. Is the essence of tshuva behavioral, changed behavior? Don't worry necessarily about sort of the emotions. Don't necessarily worry about the feelings of feeling bad, change behavior, and then afterwards have charata. Or perhaps, as the Meiri says, no, it's really the charata. It's really the regret. It's sort of the emotional landscape of a person. And the way that some of the Acharonim explain this machlokes is tshuva based on changing behavior, but a t'nai of that is having charata. A t'nai of that, you can only say that change behavior is meaningful if it comes with charata, but it's really about the behavior. Or no, that really the real essence of tshuva is the regret. It's the inner landscape, but that inner landscape without change is obviously very hollow. It's obviously very meaningless. The essence is the charata, the emotions, but the change itself is almost a t'nai in that. It's a giloy whether or not that charata is meaningful. Again, is tshuva action-based or is tshuva emotion-based? Now, another machlokes that perhaps ties into that same question is a very famous discussion at the end of Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara says, Hechi dami bal tshuva gemura. Tell me the situation of a person who is a complete chozer b'tshuva, complete bal tshuva. And of course, the Gemara says very famously, a person who comes back to the same situation, osa hamakom, osa ha'isha, the same everything, and then is poresh min achet, removes himself from the sin, not because of old age, not because of kishlon koach, but because of not wanting to do the chet again. And that's sort of the person who's about tshuva gemura. Now, the Rambam has a fascinating expression of that din, in the sense that the Rambam says, Ezohi tshuva gemura. The Rambam is not speaking about who is the complete chozer b'tshuva, but what is complete tshuva, which has led some acharonim to believe that the two might be the same. You could have somebody who has done tshuva properly, but he's not considered to have the status. He's not yet the gavra of being a bal tshuva gemur. So that seems to be the pshat in the Gemara, where the Rambam perhaps does not make that distinction. But either way, the Rambam says, Ezehi tshuva gemura, and continues along that same vein. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Now, if you read very carefully the distinction between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, there seems to be this difference. The Rambam seems to assume that in actuality, in reality, tshuva is not complete until you have actually gone through this process. Back in the same situation, the same woman, the same whatever it is, and only then, only once a person has been tested, and only after a person has been sort of in the world of maaseh and turned away from it and had to do something actual and real, only then is the tshuva complete. Now, if you see Rabbeinu Yonah does not say that. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the tshuva is complete even if you never are back in that situation, even if you never go back to the situation. The tshuva is complete that you have done such a quality tshuva and you have developed such yirshamayim that it's clear that if you were to be back in that situation, then you'd be able to turn away from it. Meaning, even if you were never in that world and in that environment and had that challenge and had those yisurin, but the tshuva is complete if we can say about this person, if he had been back in place X, Y, and Z. Now, what seems to be at the root of this issue between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah is the driving force of tshuva emotion-based, charata, all the feelings involved. If that's the case, then maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah said would be enough. Even if you were never actually tested, even if you never had the actual mice of turning away from it, but that the emotions and the charata and the feelings are enough to call you a bal tshuva gemur, that's tshuva gemura. For the Rambam, again, it's not about necessarily the emotional landscape. It's about lamaisa. Were you in a situation? Were you able to turn away from the situation? Did you actually do an aziva sachet?
Did you actually remove yourself from that behavior? The emotions will come, and the emotions are necessary. The charat is necessary, but it really has to be about the actual physical, practical, masa-oriented landscape of tshuva, as opposed to perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri, who maybe say otherwise. Okay, Mir Tishem, we will continue with a halacha from Perek Gimel sometime later in the week. Certainly feel free, if you're listening to this recording and ever want to reach out to me, you can certainly feel free to do so at blass, B-L-A-S-S, at yu.edu. If you're listening to this recording and would like to learn Ram Hilchshuva or anything else over the phone, certainly feel free to reach out to me. Kol Tov.